So this is a translation of the first and second day of this session. I vow, I vow. Thus we begin chanting Dogen's Arousing the Mind of Enlightenment. I pray that this may be your very own vow, you alone. Because there is only you yourself. Nothing exists outside your genuine self. The genuine self is all, I alone, one. All, all, all. All being is dedicating itself wholly. All being is giving, perfectly giving, imperfect devotion. There is only this, all. Who is it? Who is perfectly receiving all, one with all being? You are just exactly this genuine self, just. There are no limits, no boundaries to your genuine self. Once you attain self-realization, you see that not so much as a breath of differentiation exists. Nothing is outside the genuine. There is no this and that, no division, no separation. And so we can walk the path of this one truth step by step. Chitante, this one doing, step by step, this one step. This one step is everything. Please, please, steadily, bravely, open up, let go of discriminating judgment, carry through with your practice. And your practice is this one doing, this one doing. Refusing to give in refusing to be led around by discriminating judgment. This one doing is not being guided by judgment. This one doing is beyond discrimination. This is just the practice that you are carrying out now. Just, correct way, correct determination, doing one step, doing. You are brave in your practice. You are 100% willing. Brave and willing. This is the mind of one, one doing. Who is doing this one doing? Who? There is just this, this alone. All the universe is completely embraced within this one doing. There is only the one. There is no calculated, small, stingy, isolated self. You are not who you assume yourself to be. All being is perfectly receiving all being. All being is in perfect interdedication, working together one in interdevotion. One together with all being. You are truly grand, all-encompassing. There is just for you to somehow come to know genuine self, truth self, just truth self. I've just made the rounds of the Zendo, checking your sitting, your posture. I see you sitting here, and I pray with all my heart that you give it your all, that you just stick with it. Some of you are aware of whatever problems you may have with your posture. Others of you appear to be oblivious to it. Still others of you may realize that your posture is faulty, but you have the attitude that it doesn't matter, that this is good enough. There's an ego clump for you. I hope that you can recognize your arrogance, recognize it, and let go of it, vowing not to repeat it. Repentance. Empty yourself of self. Empty yourself of the false notion of me. Empty yourself of self-cherishing, self-preoccupation. Settle yourself firmly on your cushion. When your lower back is firm and stretched up, your lower belly will be firm. You will be settled, centered in your tanden. Your backbone is straight, stretched. The full lotus position is the best way to ensure a straight back. But if you're too stiff here or there, the half lotus is fine too. And if you are still too inflexible to sit in a strong, firm half lotus, you must do the best that you can, keeping your back straight. Gradually, you will be able to achieve the proper posture. On the other hand, if you figure that your imperfect posture is good enough, you will settle into that incorrect posture and you won't improve. I hope that you will work to improve your posture for sitting. So, your lower back is firm and settled. You are centered in your tanden. Your backbone is stretched and straight. Your jaw and chin will be slightly pulled in. If your chin is sticking out, that indicates that your lower back is slumping. You're running away from your practice. There's nothing forceful about sitting properly. You can gently work your way into it. Straighten the back of the neck and head. Your head at the back extends to the heavens. Check your posture when you first sit for an instant. You're not checking all these things constantly, of course. If your posture is correct, you are naturally centered in your tanden. Chitande. This one doing. You can continue this one doing. You are not absent-minded. Let your mind wander and the delusions begin. Delusions, discriminating mind, this or that or this. Getting caught up in your thoughts and ideas like this has its origin in poor posture. Stay in your tanden. Tanden. There is no unnatural tension anywhere in your body. Naturally, everything is received in the tanden. Everything is naturally reflected. Naturally. The tanden continues the practice. There is no small, stingy self. Those who have not attained enlightenment in previous lives must now do so. Now, in this life, save the body, which is the fruit of many lives. There is just for you to carry on with this one doing. I'm sure that your determination is strong, determination correct, truth self, only doing truth. Truth is doing truth. Continue. Just this one doing. We are already well into our sesshin. Steadily, steadily, your practice becomes fuller, more rounded, full. More and more, enough, your doing. Pouring all your heart and soul into it, Dogen's vow to arouse the mind of enlightenment becomes ever more completely and fully your own vow, line by line. Those who in past lives have not attained enlightenment must now do so. If you reflect upon your own self, you can honestly see that you are still in the dark. If you are anxious and dissatisfied, you can be sure that you have not attained self-realization. So you know that you've got a job to do. Those who in past lives have not attained enlightenment must now, in this life, do so. In this life, save the body which is the fruit of many lives. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, you have come, you have attained this human birth. But you have not yet solved the great matter. It's for you to do now, to awaken to the one important matter. You can do it, you must do it. You must now attain peace of mind. But at the same time that you attain peace of mind, there is something far more important still. That is to become able to repay the universe for the boundless blessings which you are receiving. You are still without appreciation, without gratitude, full of complaints. This is not right and that's not right, and this is not right and this should be that way. It's so pitiable that even as you are blessed by the truth of the supreme vehicle, you fail to recognize it. You are looking away in ignorance. Do you not feel very, very small? You may object here, you may actually feel yourself to be quite big, like you have gotten somewhere in your practice, like you feel that maybe you're more advanced than someone else, that you understand more, that you've done more, that you practice harder. But if I called you to account, if I questioned your understanding, your arrogance and your false face would soon peel off. If you do, when you do recognize flashes of arrogance, that you were more important than somebody else, you must purify that thought. Repent, recognize it and let it go. And start now with this first step, this one step, this one doing is in and of itself profound repentance, profound purification, deep, deep letting go. Repentance is not mulling over your shortcomings and being upset about them. Repentance is not feeling yourself to be messed up or small. Repentance is doing this one doing. The genuine falls upon the genuine, this one doing. The genuine practices the genuine. Truth is doing truth. This one doing is your original self. All being is Buddha. This is the teaching of all the Buddhas and the ancient teachers. Do not doubt it. This is what is important, the practice of truth. Grasping, holding, imagining, all that is bogus. Hold on ever so little even, and it is so evident in your very action, in your every speech. It's frightening, really. Original self cannot be grasped. No grasping, no carrying, no holding. Hold on to the idea that you have attained something, that you're getting somewhere. You become arrogant, complacent, and you find yourself bound in the bogus, trapped in the counterfeit. You are looking away from the genuine. Are you looking away? This can happen at such an important time in your practice. That's why it's so important to have someone, a master, who can pull that delusion out from under you. From times of old, it's been said, awaken keenly. Throw down that awakening keenly. Remember the great practitioner of old, 18 profound enlightenment experiences, countless smaller ones. If he had not had a teacher to guide him, he would, no doubt, have held on. What is the way? What is the way? Perhaps he was testing the teacher. What is the way? Ordinary mind is the way. Should I try to direct myself toward it? If you direct yourself toward it, you betray your own practice. How can I know it then if I don't direct myself toward it? That's where everybody gets caught up. Please understand that the more care and attention you give to this one doing, the more steadily and sincerely you continue doing this one practice, the purer it becomes. Your questions become answered. It does become pure if and when you pour yourself into it with deeper and deeper humility. Let go of self-cherishing. Empty yourself, empty this one doing steadily. Keep it up. If you are counting the breath, just count this breath. It's the clearest practice. But if you can count the breath clearly, attentively, with attention, great attention, that is really doing something. One with the genuine. Following the breath, just doing. If you are working on a koan, earnestly give it all you've got. Do only your koan. Some of you come to me to announce that you're working on such and such a koan, when you really should come and announce, my practice is looking off in distraction. I am practicing ego gratification. Let go of everything. Do this one doing. Let go. Let go, and that sense of solidity, that sense of hardness, that sense of me slides right away. It's very obvious when that happens. The light shines in your eyes, clear. Emptiness, this is your foundation. You must know that letting go, the emptiness, is the basis of your practice. One aside here, many of you are packed in together in a small room, and some of you have come to me and told me that you snore and you don't want to disturb others. When I hear this, I try to accommodate everyone by putting the snores in some separate place. But some people snore without being aware of it. If you are unable to sleep because someone in your room is snoring and making noise, please let us know, because I have earplugs here. An earplug is simple, but it works. It all comes down to one thing, continuing to do this one doing. Just do this one doing. There are no obstacles in truth. There are no obstacles. If you feel that I am doing Zazen, then I and Zazen are separate, lined up beside each other. Two, not one. This is turning your back on one. It's not one, oneness doing, one doing. Ichi tante. Ichi is one. Tan, two, is one. Soul. Te means to take up, to be one with, to become one with the practice. One doing. Original mind. Original self. Ichi tante is being one with the genuine self. Original mind, one with original mind. This is the joy of your practice, the blessing that is this one doing. Do you doubt it? Do you doubt that it's possible? It is your world, your truth. You know, you're going at it backwards often. You do not rely on universal truth, universal mind, as your foundation. Rather, you rely upon the superficial idea of who you are, and you work from that. So your base, your very shaky base, is discriminating mind. You divide and dissect and pocket and line up the world in calculated pieces. Discriminating intellect. This is our sphere, the sphere of clever humanity. Our civilization, so to speak, is built upon from discriminating mind. And we have built up, in some ways, a very uncaring world. We can almost say that no other animal is so fearsome as the human one who is entrapped in the notion of self. How cold and lonely the attitude, me first. Is that your foundation, self-preoccupation? This little solidity that you grasp. Everyone is laboring under the illusion that there is such a fixed, permanent self. Even though you believe that the notion of self is but a notion, not reality, even though you believe this, you still operate as though the illusion is real, don't you? Aren't you looking at how you stand to profit or lose by this or that situation? Aren't you always calculating, this is best for me, that will be best for me? Human beings are so often engaged in fights and warfare and acquisitive grabbing, slander, jealousy, envy, all manner of hurtful acts, which we don't even question. Me versus you. Grasping, we create a world of oppositions which makes us miserable. This, we believe, is only human. Do other beings, outside human beings, hold on to a notion of a stingy self? What about the sun, shining in the sky, burning itself, burning, shining, shining brightly? What is the sun up to? What are you doing, sun? How would the sun answer your question? Buddha intended to trap Bodhidharma with his question, who is this confronting me? Bodhidharma said, I don't know. The sun only serves, burning, burning, shining for us, free of stingy clinging, free. All being is just perfectly receiving all being. All being is perfect interdependence, reception, earnest reception, original Buddha mind. So your practice, this one doing, is one. Self and other are not two. This life is one. There is no duality, no other. Everything is just doing. Tante. Oneness. This one doing. Please do this earnestly. Be one with your practice. Stay centered in your Tanden. Work from your Tanden. Please, please, carry through. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.